Nolte, Bloomberg News is now Mike Bloomberg's personal propaganda machine. By John Nolte on February 19, 2020. Bloomberg News is still pretending to be an unbiased news source, even as it blatantly morphs into a propaganda machine for its boss, Mike Bloomberg. Bloomberg is currently in the running for the Democrat presidential nomination, and is essentially buying it with hundreds of millions of dollars in political ads, even as he avoids running in the first four primary states and taking questions from the media. If that's not frightening enough, Bloomberg has a multi-billion dollar media outlet completely dedicated to publishing propaganda in support of his campaign. When Bloomberg first announced his intent to purchase run for the Democrat nomination, his media company, Bloomberg News, announced it would not do any vetting of Bloomberg or any other Democrat candidate, but it would continue to investigate and attack Trump. Even after this, Bloomberg News continued to pretend it was an objective news service. But now. Look at this. Bloomberg News is openly lobbying for the boss with brazen and audacious puff pieces presented as news. Bloomberg campaign says it's a two-man race for the nomination, reads the headline. Michael Bloomberg's campaign says the Democratic presidential primary race has narrowed to a contest between the former New York mayor and Bernie Sanders, while a half-dozen contenders still remain in the race. Bloomberg campaign states director Dan Cannon told reporters Tuesday that with Joe Biden's campaign in trouble after poor showings in Iowa and New Hampshire, only Sanders and Bloomberg will have the resources and ability to compete effectively for delegates across the 14 states voting March 3 on so-called Super Tuesday. I would have loved to have been on that editorial call. Probably went a little something like this. Hey, we need you to write a headline that calls this a two-man race because we need it to be a two-man race, and if voters believe it's a two-man race, it's a two-man race, and you can add some pushback from the Biden campaign. But only after five paragraphs where you point out what a loser Biden is. K-T-H-X, bye. As you can see from the story itself, that headline actually was phoned in by the Bloomberg campaign. That particular straight news article went up on Tuesday. On Wednesday, came this French kiss. Mike Bloomberg surprises Wall Street with left turn on policy, the headline in this straight news piece reads. Here's the opener. Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg's new leftward-leaning financial regulation proposals are surprising analysts, who expected a more Wall Street-friendly campaign from the former New York mayor. The plans include a 0.1% transactions tax, merging Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and regulating Wall Street in ways that ensure the financial system is strong enough to weather crises without harming the broader economy or requiring taxpayer bailouts. The rest of the piece quotes a bunch of people complaining about Bloomberg's left turn against Wall Street. Seriously, how great of a story is this when you are in a two-man race against a communist like Bernie Sanders, who is out on the stump blistering you as a Wall Street fat cat and oligarch? One thing we're all used to is a news site with a political leaning. For example, MSNBC is far left and hates Trump. But at least MSNBC admits it's far left, in the same way Breitbart News admits its political viewpoint. I'm fine with that. Then there are fake news outlets like CNN, NBC, ABC, PBS, NPR, CBS, The New York Times, and Washington Post that are far left while pretending to be objective. That's horribly and unforgivably dishonest. But just when you're sure the media cannot get any worse, along comes Bloomberg News, which is not only far left while pretending to be objective, it is also pimping the boss for president while pretending to be objective. It never fails. Every time you think the media cannot find a new barrel bottom to scrape, these cretins find a new barrel bottom to scrape. All I can say is thank heaven we are blessed with a president who has the moral courage to treat this corrupt outlet like a corrupt outlet. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.